Previously on Reversing the Roles.
Assalamu alaikum, I'm home. Oh, what's going on in here?
Nothing, Mom. We just felt like vacuuming.
Really? You felt like it? Hanzala, you've never been overcome with a feeling like that in your life. And why is Daddy sleeping at this time of the day? Ziad, wake up.
Oh, Ray, you are back. Sorry. I was so tired. I think I just conked out on the sofa.
Hanzala, what are you doing? You are supposed to be learning Quran, not watching videos.
Oh, Mommy, I was learning, I promise. I only picked up my phone now.
That's what you always say. But the truth will come out when you read to me.
Can't we take a break for today, Mom? I have so much homework that I need to finish. And since I don't go for Hifz classes anymore, it's hard for me to learn.
Do you think that it affected her so badly? Maybe we shouldn't have joined the funeral online.
That would have been worse. Then Umi wouldn't have had any closure.
Correct, but then she also wouldn't have had to see Nadeem. How are you coping with that, Rumana? I mean, it was the first time you saw your real father.
It was a bit rough. But you know, I thought I would feel like really emotional when I saw him the first time. But it wasn't like that at all. It was, I don't know, a bit of a letdown.
واحتفل بالمودة إنما العمر مدة بلغ الخير قصدك.
The Prophet ﷺ said, "The true muhajir is the one who abandons what Allah has forbidden." Sahih al-Bukhari. Raisa finishes work early for once and she decides to stop at the mall on her way home to get some ingredients to prepare a home-cooked supper for her family. She is stunned when she walks past the coffee shop and sees Ziad sitting at a table with a group of men and women. She carries on with her shopping, but when she gets home, it is still eating her up and she decides to call her mother-in-law for some advice.
Hello? Who's it?
Assalamu alaikum, Ma. It's me, Raisa. You sound so out of breath.
Oh, Raisa. Wa alaikum salam. Gee, I was just outside in the garden when I heard the phone ringing, so I ran in to answer it.
Oh, that's one of the things I miss most about home. The garden and the space.
Are, Raisa. I thought you had enough space in that big flat of yours. Hanzala was telling me it's much bigger than our houses here.
It is, Ma, but it's so high up. And even though we have a balcony, it's quite small and there's no garden for the kids to sit outside. But it's so hot here. I suppose even if we had a garden, we wouldn't be able to sit outside. Anyway, Ma, how are you feeling?
Ah, the usual aches and pains. But not too bad. Shukar, alhamdulillah.
Ooh, I can hear Twitter in the background. How easy. Hanzala misses him so much.
Hey, he's fine. Hanzala video calls every second day when he speaks to the bird. And you must see how the bird listens. Like he understands.
Ooh, does Hanzala call so often? He didn't tell me about it.
You know these kids, they forget to tell their parents everything. Ah, he heard his owner's name. Anyway, Raisa, what you doing calling on a weekday? Aren't you supposed to be at school?
I came early today. Ma, something happened earlier. I wanted your advice on it.
Oh, wait, someone's at the door. 1 minute, Raisa.
Aishama opens the door and sees Hauma standing outside. She ushers her into the lounge and goes to fetch her phone to continue a call with her daughter-in-law.
Raisa, Hauma is here. Wait, let me put the phone on loudspeaker. She can also hear. Hey, these phones. You there, Raisa? You were saying you needed advice on something?
No, it's fine. I'll speak to you another time, Mummy. You enjoy your visit with Hahuma.
Hey, don't be like that, Raisa. You know, you can tell us both what's bothering you. Maybe I can even help. Besides, your milk confides in me all the time. I'm sure I know more about your life than you do.
Hey, Hahuma is just joking, Raisa. Tell us what you need advice on.
Okay. I finished school early and I decided to stop at the mall for some groceries before I came home. When I passed a coffee shop, I saw Ziad sitting with a group of people and drinking coffee.
Are, Raisa, your husband can't even go out for a cup of coffee with his friends while you are at work?
Of course he can, but not if the friends are men and women.
Now my son is mixing with other women. Astaghfirullah. Next thing you'll be calling to tell me he's making a second wife. I know how it is in these Arab countries. All the men have a number two.
Are, Aisa, don't jump to conclusions. Maybe it was a business meeting?
Ma, I don't think Ziad is thinking of making a second wife. I was just calling to ask your advice on whether to confront him on it or not. I don't want to make a scene about it, but...
Raisa, I don't think you should make a scene about it. You young girls nowadays always stirring the pot. You know, in our days, we never told our husbands anything. Even if we knew that he had another wife on the side, we would just turn a blind eye and act like we knew nothing. Aisa, you remember our old neighbor Zora? Everyone knew he had another wife, but she only found out after he passed away. That too, when that one came for her warso. Remember? She got such a shock, she almost joined him in the cupboard.
Oh yeah, I remember. Ah, shame. Poor Zora. I believe she's living with her daughter in Cape Town now. Almost lost her mind after all that. I heard now she has dementia.
Hahuma, if I don't make a scene about it, then how should I bring it up?
Hey, Raisa, you are married so long. Don't you know by now? You must be sly about all these things. You must bring it up casually, you know? You must say, darling, I was in the mall today and I was walking past the coffee shop and I saw you sitting inside. I wanted to come in and join you, but then I saw you were with a group of people. You looked like you were having such a nice time, so I didn't want to disturb you.
Clever, Hahu. Then he can't even deny it. Not that my Ziad is like that. Isn't Raisa? He's not one to keep secrets.
I know, Ma. He isn't. But he's changed since we moved here. In fact, if you see him, you'll barely recognize him. He wears sunglasses all the time. Although we all do. Because the glare is so intense here. And he started going to the gym because he has so much of free time in the day. And now, he's making friends with other women.
Hey, Raisa, I think you must give him the benefit of the doubt, man. Make him a nice supper. And once the children are in bed, just bring it up in a casual way. And if he makes excuses, don't get upset. Just take it at face value.
And maybe you must plan a nice family outing that you can all do together. There's so much stuff to do that side. Book something and take them all out somewhere, Raisa. Maybe you also need to spend some time with Ziad and the kids instead of only working.
Yeah. Take them to Atlantis for the weekend. Faye was posting pictures one way on her Instagram. It looks so smart.
You're right. I never thought of it. Maybe we do need some family bonding time. I'll start working on it. Atlantis does look amazing.
Ziad is on the night shift driving the Uber around. He is fed up with having to play house husband, and even though he finds the work a bit mindless, he feels that if he stays in the apartment all the time, he'll go crazy. He gets a notification to pick up a passenger outside the mall and drive him all the way to Mirdav. So he pulls over at the Uber stop and a Pakistani man gets into the car.
Assalamu alaikum. Kayfa halat?
Wa alaikum salam. Alhamdulillah. Do you speak English?
Of course I do, brother. I am from Pakistan and English is our second language. I am Mansoor. Where are you from?
I'm from South Africa. I'm Ziad.
South Africa. Mashallah. The land of Nelson Mandela. The first country to take Israel to task at the ICC. What brings you all the way to Dubai when you have been living all along in the land of the free?
My wife got a job offer to teach at the school, yeah? So we decided to relocate. We just got here a few months ago.
And what about yourself, Ziad? What are you trained in?
I used to be a bookkeeper back home. But yeah, this is the only job I could find.
Keep looking, my brother. You'll find something soon, inshallah. When I came here about 20 years ago, I had just completed my degree in engineering. But I had to start off as a manual laborer on a building site. Now I work as an engineer in a big firm, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. I suppose it takes time to work your way up. But I don't mind driving in Uber. I get to meet interesting people like yourself, bhai.
Do not become too complacent, brother. This type of a job is a stepping stone for educated people like yourself. Until you find something else, inshallah. So how are you finding life in Dubai? Very different to South Africa, correct?
It's different. But I think I'm relieved that I don't have to look over my shoulder all the time. The crime in South Africa. It's incredibly high. And that's one of the reasons we moved here. We just needed to get away from that.
Yes, yes, I've heard that. But you must miss your family.
Well, our kids are with us. They are enrolled at the school that my wife teaches at. But I miss my mom a lot. She's getting old now, you know. And it was hard to leave her behind. My wife's sisters and parents relocated to Australia a few years ago already. So for her to settle here is easier than it is for me. Is your family still in Pakistan?
My parents are late and my brothers live in Doha and Abu Dhabi, so I do see them occasionally. But we just lost my wife's mother last week.
I'm sorry to hear that. Was she living with you?
No, her parents were originally from Kashmir, but they fled during the insurgency when she was just a young girl. They made their way to America and settled in Chicago where they had some family. My mother-in-law passed away in Chicago.
Oh, shame. Did you guys fly down for the mayat?
No. With the time differences, we would not have enough time to get there. We watched it online.
I wouldn't have thought you could do that. But I suppose your wife must have got some comfort from watching it. That's one of the things I worry about, Mansoor bhai. If my mother passes away while we are here, I doubt we'll be able to make it back for the mayat. Besides, I wouldn't want her janaza to be delayed because of me.
That is the most challenging thing about living away from family. My wife is an only child, and now that her mother has passed on, she only has her father.
I'm also an only child. I lost my father when I was very young. So, it was only me and my mother for many years. Although, I do have lots of aunts and uncles who played a big part in my upbringing, you know. But you guys also come from big families, right? Lots of uncles and aunts and cousins, and you're like all close-knit.
Correct. We have big extended families. But it is not like it used to be in the old days, where we would all get together regularly and sometimes even live in the same compound.
So why has it changed?
It's mostly because we are now scattered all over the globe. But in some cases, like my wife's family, even though they all live in Chicago, they barely see each other because of family feuds and rifts. Do you also experience that in South Africa?
I suppose we do. My grandparents and parents' generation, they were very tight. But I guess that's because they were still living under the apartheid regime at that time, eh? Nowadays, people seem to have less contact with their family and more contact with their friends.
Yes, correct. Unlike you, we are usually still first-generation immigrants, but we experience the same thing. So Ziad, have you been to any of the tourist attractions here in Dubai?
Just a few. We go to the mall often, and the kids have tried out Ski Dubai and the underwater world at the mall. And we've been to Jumeirah Beach.
You should go to Atlantis. It's amazing, especially for the kids.
Funny you should say that. Raisa, that's my wife. She just told me that she's booked it for us next weekend.
Mashallah. Go Ziad. It's quite expensive, but you won't regret it.
Get that? Why do I have to do everything around you?
Rumana goes to open the door and is surprised to see one of her mother's clients, the Filipino maid, standing outside, looking ravaged.
Hello? Can I help you?
I am Jasmine. I need to speak to your mother urgently.
I'm sorry, but my mom is sleeping. She's not feeling too well right now, so you'll have to come back another time.
No, please, you must call her right now. If I don't speak to her today, I will... I don't know, I think I'm having a nervous breakdown. I'm going to jump off the balcony.
No, no, hey, wait, I'm coming inside. Sit here. Let me go and get her.
Rumana runs to call her mother. Sabha is not sleeping, but lying listlessly on her bed. She hears the urgency in Rumana's voice, and for the first time in over a week, she drags herself out of her bedroom and goes to the lounge, where she is shocked to see her patient, sobbing and shaking on the sofa.
Jasmine? Shh. Calm down. It's going to be all right. Everything is going to be fine.
Sabha, I need your help, please.
All right. Relax. Take a deep breath. Shh. Relax.
Sabha, my mother, she's dead.
Oh, Jasmine, I'm so sorry. I'm so very sorry. I understand how you are feeling.
No, Sabha, you don't understand. Nobody understands.
Shh. Jasmine, listen to me. I also lost my mother last week.
I'm sorry for you, Sabha. But your mother did not stand by and watch while you were being abused by her husband.
Ah, Jasmine, I know how you feel because I share the same pain as you. I was also abused and I also couldn't turn to my mother for help.
Really? Honestly? What happened to you, Sabha?
I was married before to my daughter's Rumana's father. He used to abuse me from the time we got married. Physical abuse, mind games, mental torture, and... it was horrible, Jasmine. And the only other people I've talked about it with have been the counselors who I still see.
That must have been tough. I'm so sorry, Sabha, but my story is a little bit different. At least you had your mother.
No, I did not have my mother. Like your mother, my mother knew exactly what was going on. But
she didn't even stop it. She refused to even acknowledge it. Because Nadeem, my husband, he was my mother's sister's son. And she said she couldn't. She wouldn't expose him. Because her sister would never believe her. And it would cause the family to break up.
All you have to do is simply find out in our next episode of Reversing the Roles, a Radio Islam International production.